This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
If you take life, do you?
I ran a poll on Twitter. It's actually got 12 minutes left. I'll retweet it right now. Who would win in a bare knuckle boxing match? President Donald Trump or Johnny Depp? Donald Trump is winning 90% to 10%. And again, it just shows the liberal media, these liberal Hollywood fascists are nothing but, they're not even snowflakes. They're like little, like brush weeds or something, just tumbling through the desert, just nothingness, no life, nothing to them, can blow over with the wind. I got a lot of stuff I want to cover. There's some developments in the Supreme Court today. There's a video that I want to get to, but for now, let's go back to the callers. Let's go to Dylan, who's been holding in Florida. Go ahead, Dylan.
I wanted to mention a couple of things y'all been talking about earlier about the health care and whatnot. Y'all were talking about how it's not a full repeal, which obviously it's not, but since they're using the debt reconciliation, they can't do a full repeal, and I figured that out a while back, and before they started pushing all this hype about, oh, it's not a full repeal, it's not a full repeal. Nope. Oh, crap, we knew that already. But at least it's, you know, if they don't do anything, then it's going to be a crisis politically and, you know, in the healthcare market. So better to move towards a repeal than just let it collapse.
Well, it's an interesting point that you make, actually, and I'd like for you to expand on that for a second. You talk about, you know, the collapsing into debt. Yeah, you look at any welfare system, you look at any government system that is going into these heaps of debt. Just look at the state of Illinois right now, which isn't even in the worst case scenario. I think California is actually in a worse case scenario than Illinois. Illinois is actually at least addressing their symptoms and looking for the cause. And they're saying, guys, we're bankrupt here. Okay, we are broke. What are we going to do about it? It's the same ends to the healthcare bill. It doesn't matter. It will always, any of these government institutions, just like all of the states, just like the federal government, they will all be collapsed into debt. They cannot self-sustain themselves. To explain that a little bit more.
I was just saying, like, we should, you know, work towards moving towards a more free market solution, you know, while there's still some type of market intact. Instead of, you know,
but isn't repeal the first move to do that, though? I mean, how is repealing it not the first move to do that?
I'm not saying they should repeal it, but I mean, they don't have the votes to repeal it yet right now, but maybe after the 2018 elections, they'll have more of a majority.
That's a fair point. Thank you for the call, Dylan. That's an interesting point. I don't know. You're probably right. You're probably right. He doesn't have the votes to repeal it because he has too many Republican stalwarts in there that actually want to get this health care bill passed. So you're absolutely right. And I think that that's why this vote coming up is going to serve a second purpose, which is showing voters who in the GOP is not really on the GOP Trump movement right now because they voted for this ridiculous health care bill that nobody wants. So it will fail, but it will serve a higher purpose, I think, in identifying some of these swamp creatures that are on the Republican side and voting them out. And then, as you said, on the other end of this, maybe once we have a Senate and House that actually reflects what the people in America are thinking and feeling, maybe we can move on to the next level. Let's go to Dean in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Dean.
Dylan, how you doing? Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, no, I just want to comment on the Paris Accord. I've been saying this, I called a few times about Trump's going to finally have to break down his curtain on what the truth is. He said it plainly, exactly what the extortion deal was with that agreement. Believe me, if he finally starts tearing down the truth on our sovereignty versus globalism, he's going to get an 80-20 agreement and we can work for there. And I'd like to go off about what you said about the Republicans. If they think they're winning as a party, they're wrong. We're voting for Trump. That's the reason we're 5-0.
No, that's a good point. It is. Trump has trumped the two-party system. To use a pun, Trump has trumped the two-party system, and the American people are behind him. You're absolutely right. We'll be right back on the other side with your calls.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You remember in grade school when you'd be playing a pickup game of like basketball or pickup soccer or something, and you'd always have the team or the one guy or gal or whatever that just couldn't take a loss. They couldn't handle the loss and they'd cry and whine about it the rest of the school day. They'd whine about a bad call or this or that. They have 100,000 excuses. That's the state of the left right now. That's the state of the left media complex, the left government complex. It's all the same. They're having utter defeat, utter chaos, screaming in circles. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to handle it. They've been lied to the whole time by Obama. They were tricked into thinking that just because Obama was in office for 8 years, even though he stole the elections, that that was the heart and soul of America. No, 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 no. So please, let's just collectively all take a second, take a deep breath, and just enjoy this sweet, sweet victory. Guys, could you please put the graphic up if you have it ready to go? It's just nice. It really is just nice to tune into MSNBC and watch them flopping around like a fish out of water. To look at CNN eating their own. To look at Nancy Pelosi getting eaten by the Democrat Party and then she gets up and is like, I'm a great legislator. I'm winning. I'm winning. We're winning. When she's literally the biggest loser, doesn't even know what year it is, can't even quote who the president is, completely whacked out of her mind, mentally ill. And so please put the graphic up again. That's why this graphic is perfect, folks. We are crushing them. We are crushing them in the votes. We are crushing them politically. We are crushing them in the narrative. We are defeating them. They are dying. We are coming back to life. We are having a resurgence. We are having a renaissance. We are taking back the culture. We are taking back the mainstream. We are having victories. We are winning the hearts and minds of Americans. So just remember that. And it's hard to, because, you know, when I sit here, and even myself, I'm guilty of this, and I'm watching MSNBC or I'm watching CNN or I'm reading the Washington Post, and the fake news is just coming at you in waves and just hitting you in waves, and you're like, I know this is fake. I know this is propaganda. How are they allowed to do this? Why do they hate America so much? Why are they such lying scumbags? But it doesn't matter, folks, because their time is coming to an end. We are being, yes, this is our sweet victory, folks. So just enjoy it, soak it in, enjoy it with your friends and family. We are taking America back. We are taking the culture back. It's not going to be easy. This is going to be a long battle. I'm saying we're in the second inning of this battle right now, just in terms, if you want to break down Trump's presidency into a nine-inning baseball game, I think we just started the second inning. We're having great victories to start the second inning, and the left is just completely flopping like a fish out of water all over themselves. Here's a perfect example. This literally epitomizes everything that you need to know about the current state of the left. Bernie Sanders goes against Hillary Clinton in the Democratic primaries. Bernie Sanders, clearly the popular choice, outnumbers Hillary Clinton people going to rallies about 10 to 1. Bernie Sanders filling up whole arenas. Hillary Clinton can't even fill out a high school gymnasium, okay? Hillary Clinton isn't even winning the votes. She's not even winning the votes, but because they already rigged it with the superdelegates, she's somehow winning the nomination. So Hillary Clinton steals the nomination from Bernie Sanders. There's currently a lawsuit ongoing about that right now. Three major witnesses in that lawsuit have all died mysteriously, and the judge who's handling the lawsuit won't even provide witness protection. Of course, they're trying to shut that lawsuit down to begin with. But these are people that are suing the DNC for fraud because they were Bernie Sanders supporters who donated to the DNC, voted for Bernie Sanders, and then saw that they never really had a chance anyway. The election was rigged the entire time for Hillary Clinton. Why did you pretend like Bernie Sanders had a choice? Why did you rip us off? Why did you steal our money and give it to the rich? So then that lawsuit is ongoing. Then on the other side of it, Bernie Sanders, meanwhile, 100% silent on the issue, now endorses Hillary Clinton, won't mention the DNC fraud lawsuit that all of his constituents are behind now, won't mention Seth Rich, won't mention Sean Lucas, won't mention Barron Wisenant, completely silent on that issue 100%. And so what's going on the back end of it, though? Bernie Sanders and his wife are being investigated for bank fraud. Folks, you can't write this up. The only way that something like this can happen is organically if you're dealing with a bunch of scumbags who can't even figure out their own criminal enterprise together. So that's nice. Bernie Sanders calls Trump a fraud. He gets investigated for bank fraud. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders voters are suing the DNC for fraud because they stole the vote from Bernie Sanders. And he won't even address that issue. But now here's a clip of Bernie Sanders trying to wrap his head around for his constituents on why the left is failing miserably right now. Here's the salsa man about the millionaires and the billionaires, except me because I'm a millionaire now. Here's me complaining about why we're losing.
You think Democrats lost that special election in Georgia last week?
Well, it's more than the special election. For the last 9 years, Democrats have lost the White House. We've lost now the Senate. We've lost the U.S. House. Two-thirds of governor's chairs are controlled by Republicans. 1,000 seats have been lost to Republicans in state legislatures all over this country. And I'll tell you what I think is going on. I think there is a massive amount of demoralization on the part of the American people with the Democratic Party, with the Republican Party. I think the American people in many cases are seeing themselves working longer hours for lower wages. They're worried about their kids not being able to go to college. They're worried about what's going to happen to them when they are retiring. They're seeing almost all new income and wealth going to the top 1%. There is an enormous amount of pain in this country,
Chuck. Why can't you find a new narrative,
people are saying,
Bernie?
Does anybody in Washington know what's going on in my life? That I'm 60 years of age and I have nothing in the bank and I'll be retiring in 5 years, or that I have $50,000 in college debt and I can't find a decent job.
This guy is literally such a joke.
Republicans know it. Do the Democrats know it? And I think what the Democrats have got to say is that we will be on the side of the working class.
I'm done with him. Turn him off. I'm done. I don't care. I don't want to hear the rest of it. Look, I can't even take these people seriously anymore, folks. They are such a failing, miserable joke right now. Literally a fish out of water flopping around for their last breath of fresh air. Completely have failed the American public. And then you have Bernie Sanders up here. I mean, what a piece of work Bernie Sanders is. I mean, this guy is, wow. He mentions the Democratic Party and how they're struggling right now and they're having all these issues. Again, ignores the fact that his voters have sued the DNC for fraud. Why is Bernie Sanders ignoring this? Why won't Bernie Sanders bring this up? Who did Bernie Sanders cut a deal with? Bernie Sanders wants to talk about fraud this, fraud that, stealing from the rich or stealing from the poor to give to the rich, all of this stuff. Meanwhile, that's all literally going on right in front of his face within the Democratic Party, and he won't even mention it. He won't even mention it. I mean, let's be perfectly real. Is this guy the biggest fraud that you've ever seen? Is this guy the biggest clown? Like, I mean, at least with Hillary Clinton, she gets up there and she's like, yeah, we killed, you know, we're responsible for the problems in Libya. You know, we killed Gaddafi. You know, she at least laughs about it. You know, she's an evil witch. Okay, we know that. Bernie Sanders, meanwhile, says the millionaires and billionaires, as he's a millionaire, as he's being investigated for bank fraud. And you wonder why the left is flopping around like a fish out of water. They have no leadership. They have no policy. They have nothing. They literally have nothing. They have Obamacare. They're clinging to that to dear life. That's failing miserably. They literally have nothing, folks. And that's why, give me the Trump graphic again. That's why this is how I'm feeling right now when I think about these people. When I look at Bernie Sanders. Let's just take another call. This is all you can do is laugh at these people now, folks. They are such a joke. I mean, honestly, just tuning into MSNBC, it's just like, you are so pathetic. You don't even get it. Let's go to Eric in Alabama. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, Owen and David. I've been laughing and learning with you guys for about 2 weeks now, thanks to the Megyn Kelly interview.
I don't know how you can laugh, Eric. We have millionaires and billionaires that are destroying the working class, and then you tell me you can laugh about this. Unbelievable.
Sorry, Bernie. But yeah, in case the media has not been accurately reporting it, I've got the opinion from the Supreme Court in front of me today, and it's a great day. I mean, it's basically a partial shutdown. It's a per curiam report, which means they basically don't want to provide the author. And Justices Thomas, Alito, and Gorsuch say unequivocally that they would have completely shut them down, and they would have stayed all of these stupid injunctions in full. And this should happen in October. The only real victory out of this report for the globalists is basically if you were going to the University of Hawaii and then you went to visit your Syrian mom and dad, you can't be stopped from coming back now. So a very hollow victory, if any, should be reported for the globalists. The Ninth Circuit got shot down and the Fourth Circuit got shot down. John Doe in the Ninth
Bingo.
Circuit.
Bingo. Now that is the key right there. Eric just hit the nail on the head. Think about it, folks. You had the Ninth Circuit Court, the Fourth Circuit Court. You had all these unelected judges, all of these liberal judges, all of these Obama appointees that were trying to stop President Trump, stop the American people, stop the Patriot Movement, stop this country from having a country. I mean, that's what it really comes down to. So what does it say now? What is the move now? How do we respond now when you've got un-American, unelected, I would say treasonous Ninth Circuit, Fourth Circuit, Obama appointee judges that shut down this travel ban. Now it makes it to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court says, yes, President Trump is well within his legal authority to do this. What do we say now? What do we say to those judges? What do we say to the Ninth Circuit? What do we say to the Fourth Circuit? You know what we say? You're guilty of treason. You know what we say? Get in that stand and testify. We know what you say? You're fired.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that, with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you been to InfoWarsStore.com yet? If not, I'd have to ask why not. That's how you support this broadcast, but it's also how you get the best quality products, all natural, for the best prices. And we are running the 4th of July Mega Summer Special right now at InfoWarsStore.com. That includes free shipping store-wide, as well as 30% off Survival Shield X2, 30% off, let's see what else, Z-Shield, 30% off Super Meal Vitality, 30% off Brain Force, 30 to 40% off the InfoWars Select Storable Food. You're talking hundreds of dollars of savings for that imperative product when you combine that 30 to 40% off with the free shipping. Emrix Essentials, the outdoor pack, 40% off right now. And just so many great household items that we provide at InfoWarsStore.com that you're going to use. You're going to use deodorant. Why not get the all-natural good deodorant that we sell, support the broadcast? You're going to use shampoo. Why not get the Emrix Essentials shampoo that we have? Supports the broadcast. It's cheap. It's affordable. It's all-natural. It's a 360 win, and Alex is obsessed with delivering on these products, folks. That's why he always tries to have the best discounts and the best specials. And right now, part of our 4th of July Summer Mega Special is free shipping. So take advantage of that. Get a Trump shirt. Get a Hillary for Prison shirt. Share it with your friends. Share it with the family. 4th of July is coming up. What is a more patriotic way to show your support for President Trump than to wear the Trump-Pence 2020 shirt when you're out at the 4th of July celebration, to wear the Hillary for Prison shirt when you're out at the 4th of July celebration? This is how we retake the culture. And you're going to find people that are like-minded. You know, do not let the fake news put you down. The fake news is going to try to tell you that you're losing. The fake news is going to try to provide fake optics that make it appear like you're losing, but you're not. You are winning. You are having major victories, and the left is completely in a tailspin right now. That is really what is going on right now. So just revel in the victories. Keep pushing forward and do not be detracted by the fake news that is trying to tell you otherwise. Now, do we have that clip that they were saying about the four horsemen? Do we have that clip or did we find anything? We do have the clip. Okay, so apparently, I don't even know what this clip is exactly, but this is just another example. The left is in a complete tailspin. They're losing on every measure right now, and they're trying to think of any excuse they possibly can, and they're really calling for violence as well. Let's go to that clip.
Conservative justices Clarence Thomas and Alito on the court to take the position that
MSNBC.
The entire injunction should have been lifted.
Excuse me, PSNBC.
This is like the three horsemen of the apocalypse, and they're waiting for the fourth one to come along so that they can go on their trend toward what I call extremism.
Oh, yeah.
And that's exactly, I'm not surprised at all that Neil Gorsuch is right in there with Thomas and Alito and wanting to pretty much tell the president, you just go right ahead and pose a Muslim ban.
Who is this dingbat?
I'm glad that the other justices are not there quite yet.
Okay, well, get out of here. We've got the four horsemen here, apparently, of the health care bill, but, Hillary invading Libya and then removing Gaddafi from power and then laughing about him dying and then the stand down at Benghazi on 9/11. Let's see, you got the Fast and Furious arms deal. No. You know what? I'm sure that it's Trump's health care bill that's the four horsemen of the apocalypse, though. But you know what? In a way, she's kind of right, that dingbat from MSNBC. That was a senator? Boy, somebody just slapped me silly. These are senators we're dealing with. She's kind of right because the four horsemen of the New World Order are actually coming. God's four horsemen against the New World Order to take down your satanic regime. So that's the truth of the matter. But they're never going to tell you that. I mean, how am I dealing with these people? What is that senator's name? Mazie Hirono. A senator, can we pull up her Wikipedia or something? I'm reveling in the complete collapse of the Democrat Party. This is amazing to me. We are winning. We are absolutely kicking their butt. This is like the Patriots who just won the Super Bowl. Mazie Hirono, a senator from Hawaii, of course, a Democrat. Let's find out when is she up for re-election in the midterms? We're going to find out about that. We might have to drain that member of the swamp. But this is like saying, well, the Patriots who won the Super Bowl, well, you know, they didn't actually win the Super Bowl because most people tuned out in the second half. So they didn't actually win because we turned the game off. We shut down the broadcast. So, no, the Patriots didn't win the Super Bowl. No, wait, the Patriots did win the Super Bowl. Just because you say they didn't win the Super Bowl doesn't mean they didn't win the Super Bowl. We're winning the Super Bowl of freedom in America, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Okay, Maisie Hirano, I didn't know who you were, but you opened your big fat liberal mouth and now you have landed on my swamp list. So congratulations, Maisie Hirano, who is up for re-election in the midterms in 2018. I got news for you, Maisie. You're out. And all you other liberals that are opening your big fat mouths, thinking you're endearing yourself to the liberals of America that are dominating the culture, got bad news for you. You're endearing yourself to the biggest dumbasses in America who don't even like America and who are actually in the minority and shrinking. So good luck in your next round of elections, liberals. Good luck. There's a reason why Democrats have been trending down in the last 8 years. Let's see. Losing seats in the House. Losing seats on the Senate. Lost the United States presidency. Lose, 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 lose. Because they're losers and they're so obsessed with their own agenda. They're so obsessed with their own liberal mentality of self-righteousness that they can't even look at the world for what it is. They've pulled the wool over their own eyes and cannot live in reality. So congratulations to Mazie Hirono. You've had a nice run as the U.S. Senator from Hawaii. You're about to be out. That is my prediction right now. And you know what? I've got a short list here of the swamp. It's not completed yet. Long work to go. But let's just go ahead and name some of the swamp members, because these are the people that we need to vote out. Not all of them are up in the midterms, but a lot of them are. Mark Warner, swamp member, out. Patrick Lee, swamp member, out. Al Franken, complete nut job, out. Ron Wyden, doesn't pass the Schmel test, out. Pencil neck Adam Schiff, he doesn't even know what planet he's on, out. Martin Heinrich, somebody nobody heard about until the latest round of investigation into Jeff Sessions. He exposed himself as a swamp member, out. Kamala Harris, she's been under investigation. She's colluded with Maxine Waters. Maxine Waters also running, both on the list. Out, both from California. Nancy Pelosi, doesn't know who's president, doesn't know what planet she's on, doesn't live in America, thinks she's winning. Out. Elizabeth Warren, fake Indian, complete fraud, she's out. Claire McCaskill, complete sexist, she's out. Terry McAuliffe, Bernie Sanders, John Lewis, Elijah Cummings, and now Mazie Hirono. There's your short list for the swamp, folks. These are the swamp members that we need to get out of our government. And I trust that the American people are seeing through this now, and they're ready to charge forward and drain the swamp with and for President Trump to move forward with his agenda. And, I understand the whole notion, like, oh, we need to keep Nancy Pelosi in. She's such an embarrassment. She's such a joke. She only hurts the Democrats. The Democrats are already dead. The Democrats have already stabbed themselves. They've already shot themselves in the foot. They've already lost complete control of themselves. They're in a tailspin. I don't want Nancy Pelosi there. I don't care if it's good for the Republicans. What we need is what's good for this country. And Nancy Pelosi is the last thing that's good for this country. So I don't think that she'll survive another round of elections either, folks. 2018 is going to be very, very, very key as far as the midterm elections are concerned, and sending another message to Washington. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Cynthia in Florida, who wants to talk about Johnny Depp, the latest disgrace from Hollywood to push for an assassination of President Trump. Go ahead, Cynthia.
Hey, Ellen. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to remind you guys that, I don't know who it was, I think it was Mark Dice, did a thing on Hunter Thompson being a pedo, and that he did children's snuff films, stuff like that. And, you know, Johnny Depp idolized that guy. He, like, shot his ashes into the stratosphere. I mean, he'd pay, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars to do that. So I don't know who you hang with.
Well, that's not – I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm not fully familiar with that story, but it wouldn't be the first case. What was it, Meryl Streep, or what was the name of the actor that was supporting – I think it was a pedophile who got arrested, and the name is slipping me right now, guys, if you could help me. And I'm sorry, say it again. Yeah. Roman Polanski, if you guys pull that story up. And then wasn't it Meryl Streep that was praising Roman Polanski at some Hollywood event? So, yeah, it doesn't shock me. Of course, we know about this. Hollywood and pedophilia and all this, they've been one and the same. We've had multiple actors come out and talk about it. I mean, you know, so, yeah, absolutely. Johnny Depp is a total scumbag. He's probably a pillhead. I think he actually did regret. I mean, maybe he has a heart. Maybe he has a soul. I don't know. But apparently he regretted what he said because he saw how much people resented him for it, and he apologized almost immediately after. Yeah, there you go. Roman Polanski's rape victim speaks out. And, of course, Roman Polanski was somebody that was cheered by people in Hollywood. I think it was Meryl Streep that was leading that cheer, but I'm not positive about that. So, yeah, it doesn't surprise me that if Hunter S. Thompson was a pedophile and Johnny Depp wanted to praise him, that wouldn't surprise me one bit.
Yeah. Also, am I still on?
Yeah, go ahead.
I also wanted to say about Bernie. Bernie was paid to lose. That's what it seems like to me. He was paid to lose the election, just like a put option on the stock market. You know, he was just paid.
Controlled
to
opposition.
Yeah, that's all he was. They so thought Hillary was going to get in there. They were so blind. They, I mean, because they have no idea about the internet. They don't even know what a meme is. You know what I'm saying? They're smart, but they're so stupid, and they're so involved in their own BS, and they've been kind of, top dogs for too long, that they've gotten away with so much crap that they didn't even know that, who's actually the demographic now. Who is the next generation? Like, they had no idea.
I also think that they forget how much they rely on illegal activity. I really think that they forget how much they rely on how they rig elections, how much they rely on getting in non-citizens and then using non-citizens, using rigged elections to win votes and maintain power. Well, all of that's coming to a crashing halt. And so they still have this thought in the back of their mind that safeguard is there and they can still get away with all this BS. And they don't even realize how their own facade is falling out all around them.
Totally. And like North Korea just seems like they're a Rothschild wild card. You know, anytime anything's going down in the U.S. or anywhere in the rest of the world, you got to have it reminds me of that Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Charlie Kelly episode where he's like the wild card. You got to have some country that does something effing crazy to kind of, they're distractors. They're magicians. They work by distraction, and they fancy themselves, loyal. So they use, places like Cuba and Venezuela and all these places that are total dictatorships to kind of like instill fear in the rest of us with ISIS. Like, what's up with ISIS blowing up their own Mecca, trying to blow up? I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, it actually does. That's a good point. But it actually started to make more sense to me when David Nye was breaking it down earlier, saying how it was used to be looked at that, Islam was a political system. And if you look at it like that, if you look at it as a political system and not a religious sect, it actually makes more sense. The infighting, the constant war, then it actually makes more sense as a political system than a religious system. But that's an entirely different argument. And just everything that's going on in the Middle East has just completely decomposed. It was destabilized as part of a globalist agenda. So you're absolutely right. Thank you for the call, Cynthia. Let's go to Kevin in West Virginia. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Owen. Hey, David. How's Bizarro World treating you nowadays?
I don't know, but the millionaires and billionaire class have been robbing us blind, even though I'm a millionaire that is now being looked at for fraud.
All right. Well, I got a bombshell for you. I didn't know if you guys were aware that there's a recording, a tape, of Hillary Clinton, John Podesta, the Rice lady, I can't think of her first name, Condoleezza Rice, and Pelosi sitting in an office, and Comey sitting in an office before the election, talking about how they're going to drop the investigation 2 weeks to 10 days out of the election. If this isn't obstruction and if this isn't collusion, I don't know what is.
You're saying that there is a leaked recording of a meeting happening between those people you just mentioned, talking about the Russia probe?
Yes. No, not the Russia probe, but dropping the investigation to Hillary.
Oh, the email investigation.
Cool. Is the one that you need to get a hold of. This is who
I've never heard. Has anybody heard this audio back there? Anybody of the producers, anyone? Yeah, nobody from here has heard it. So if you have that source, or you can send me something, or tweet it at me or something. Who?
Larry Nichols has it.
Larry has it, huh? Well, okay. I guess maybe we need to get Larry Nichols back on the show then. That's interesting. Thank you for the call, Kevin. I have not heard that audio. I've not even heard anyone allude to having heard that audio. I trust Larry Nichols. He continues to get proven right every time he comes on the show. So I'm not discounting that that's the case. That's just, that's a major bombshell that I've not heard anybody talk about. And that is... I mean, that's literal proof of collusion if you have that audio. Wow, that's shocking. Let's go to Taylor in Connecticut. Go ahead, Taylor.
First, I wanted to say thank you for everything you guys do, being the main spear in the alternative media. I voted for Trump because of you guys, although I was concerned that the establishment might be smart enough to put in an anti-establishment frontrunner. But time will tell. So far, he's done good other than in Syria. But in my opinion, I wanted to bring up the divide and conquer strategy that has been going on for decades, but has recently been ramped up over the past 3 to 4 years. I feel that there's so much division between the left and the right and people blindly follow one side without looking at the big picture and therefore unable to realize a solution.
Think about it like this, because I understand where you're going with this. At least I think I do, and I'll take your comments after I finish my statement. Divide and conquer. Oldest trick in the book. We all understand it. We all understand the PSYOP. We all see it. We know it's been going on for a long time. So what is the solution? What is the proper response? How do we beat the divide and conquer? Well, people say, find common ground. Find stuff that we can get on board with and see if we can move forward on that. Well, unfortunately, I think the instances or the cases or the examples where you think that you could get everybody behind something, for example, a Hillary Clinton clearly corrupt with her private email server, James Comey's indicting her and then not verbally indicting her and then not indicting her. They can't get along on that. But let's even go one step further. Let's even go more broad spectrum. Why can't we all come together as Americans? Why can't the left and the right find common ground in being an American? Why can't, no matter where you come from, left, right, up, down, center, why can't we beat the divide and conquer by coming together on the common ground that we are Americans, this is our country, our lineage, our forefathers, everybody had to suffer through something for hundreds of years to get us to this point where despite our shortcomings, despite our evils, despite all the problems, we still could be the greatest country in the world with the most freedoms. So you say, why can't we come together, everyone as Americans, to make this country better? But the answer is obvious. Because the left hates America. The left is not interested in being an American citizen. The left is not interested in showing American pride. The left does not want to unite behind the United States of America. They've been conditioned, they've been trained, they've been lied to, and now they hate America. They hate America, and that's because they don't understand that, again, despite all the things that are wrong with this country, despite all of the things that we've done that we can sit here and look back on and say we shouldn't have done that, that's not actually America. That's America hijacked. They don't understand that. They don't understand that fundamental, and they have no interest in uniting with other United States citizens because they've been trained, they've been tricked, and they've been conditioned to hate this country, hate themselves, think of themselves as victims. And so as soon as you think of yourself as a victim, you handicap yourself. You don't feel that you can keep up with the rest of society. So you know what you want to do? Handicap the rest of society. That's the PSYOP. That's their mindset. That's why we can't find common ground with these people. Your response.
Well, I feel a lot of that has to do with this has been going on for decades and decades, the dumbing down of society. I know our ghettos, if you will, kind of got to the point where they are now with back in the 90s, the mainstream media, which is the establishment, which controlled a lot of the music. They started pushing rap music that idolized gang banging, guns.
That's a CIA. That's a CIA operation using MTV to destroy black culture. You're absolutely,
absolutely
right. And Snoop Dogg. I mean, yeah, 100%.
So I feel like if maybe like these topics, which are kind of the root problem, root cause, if we could maybe like educate people more, if more people tried to start talking to people about it, like as a white person, I can't really go talk to black people and be like, hey, you know, your music.
Well, you can't have that attitude, unfortunately. You can't have that defeatist attitude. I'm not discounting what you're saying or disagreeing with you. I'm just saying, you know, if that's your attitude, it's just never going to be possible. But I will tell you this. Trust me, I understand what you're saying. You've seen the dozens of videos I do where I go out on the streets and I talk to these people, or I try to talk to these people, and I either get a bongo drum shoved in my face, I get spit on, I get things thrown at me, I get told I'm a racist, this, that, or the other thing, with no foundation, no intellect, no education at all. But you still try. And I still think that there is some hope. I do think because here's the thing, guys. There's a psychological, this is throughout history, there's a psychological thing where humans want to be a part of the winning team. You see, so The reason why all of these liberals, all of these lowlifes, all of these people that have never accomplished anything for themselves in life, flock to the liberal movement, flock to the liberal establishment, flock to the Clintons and the Sanders, is because they've been tricked, they've been lied to, they think that's the winning team. They really think that Trump is losing. They really think that the MAGA movement is losing. They really think that liberals are still losing. They really think they're on the right side of history, stopping Donald Trump, the next incarnation of Adolf Hitler, by going in this movement. But they are losing, and they're going to realize it soon. They can't be fooled forever. So it might take a year, it might take 2 years, it might take 3 years. They're going to realize that they're having no victories. These are spineless people. These are cowards. These are... Here's what I'm saying. They're going to jump ship. They're going to jump ship. As soon as they see that Trump has done nothing but win since he's been in office, as soon as they see that the MAGA movement is taking off and actually winning, as soon as they see that all their liberal leaders and media and government are losers, not getting elected again, losing their TV deals, and they have nowhere else to look for leadership, nothing, nobody who's come through for them, nothing at all, they're going to jump ship and they're going to join our side. That's what's going to happen. That is a psychological thing. It always happens throughout history. And the only response that the globalists might have up their sleeve is literally just causing such a mass chaos event, causing such a mass, I mean, you know, anything they could do, just like a 9/11 style event, a dirty bomb, a nuke, some sort of false flag, to try to stop the momentum from Trump winning, to try to steal the narrative from all of Trump's victories, and to try to put the focus back on the chaos that they want to use to bring in the one world government. So I don't know. I'm just glad that we're winning, and I'm not going to be denied.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the top of the list that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You want this victory, but you're not sure how? I know how. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. It's a 360 win. You help expand this broadcast right in the face of the New World Order. And let me just tell you, if you go to InfoWarsStore.com and you buy a product from InfoWars Store, you are rubbing your nose in the face of the MSNBCs of the world, the Chuck Schumers of the world, the Megyn Kellys of the world. By supporting us and by getting one of these fine products, that's how you celebrate your victory and even add to the victory. And, of course, we got great deals going right now. The 4th of July Mega Summer Specials, free shipping store-wide, all kinds of 30% offs. We got Brain Force 30% off, Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield, Z-Shield, all 30% off. Our emergency food supplies, 30 to 40% off. Emirates Essentials Outdoor Pack, 40% off. Take advantage of that special right now as we are in the midst of summer. And celebrate the victory and add to the victory by going to InfoWarsStore.com, getting a great product, and supporting this broadcast, which is really just looking for truth. Okay, so apparently during the break, this is just breaking, just developing now. I don't really have too many details, but an explosion in Paris, a bus blows up. There are emergency crews responding right now. And my first reaction is, what do I see more often? A bus blowing up or a terrorist attack in Paris? Well, the answer is obvious. A terrorist attack in Paris. So that's what I'm going to go with. But of course, we don't know. They're still responding. I hope that's not the case. And hopefully everybody that's involved is okay. And really, hopefully, there is nothing to see there, but that is developing right now, so I'm sure we'll have more on that on tonight's nightly news. Again, the big story right now, the Russian narrative is completely collapsing, especially with all of the heat, with all the war games going on between Russia and the United States and what's developing in Syria, Russian narrative falling apart. Then they want to try to say Donald Trump is obstructing justice in the Russia investigation. Oh, but there's nothing there, so he's obstructing justice of nothing. State Department is opening or reopening probes into the Clinton email investigation. Loretta Lynch is going to have to answer some questions as well. So more victories heading in our direction, the momentum heading in our direction right now, not the globalists, not the Democrats. They are the losers. Humanity is the winner. Let's take a couple more phone calls before we sign off today. Let's go to Margaret in Oklahoma. Go ahead, Margaret.
I just wanted to talk about political prisoners that we have in America, that Schaefer Cox and Lonnie and Karen Vernon, that our FBI has and DOJ have become a...
Yeah, you know what? And what's the name? What's the name? Hold on. I'm sorry I have to interrupt. What is the name of the Muslim man? He's a grandfather. Not Muslim. I'm sorry. Amish man. There was an Amish man who was a grandfather, and he accidentally mislabeled some product, and now he's facing jail time. I think that court case is like either today or tomorrow. This is something that we should have covered more, but yes. Totally a political prisoner, an Amish man. I have that story on my desk right now. I can't think of it. Maybe you guys can find out. But yeah, there are political prisoners here.
And the same sort of stuff. This was up in Alaska. They got 26 years, and he did not commit any crime at all. This is for Schaefer Cox. And if the American people knew about this, then they would have to let him go because they...
You're 100% right. Wasn't Schaefer Cox a second? Wasn't that a Second Amendment deal?
Yeah. It was 6 years ago in Alaska. He's been in prison.
Yeah, I forget the exact story there, but I remember it was some Second Amendment deal. He was executing his Second Amendment right, and he basically ends up in jail for it.
He gave a speech in Montana. It was a First Amendment thing. He gave a speech in Montana.
A First Amendment thing. And, yeah, like I said, there's so much going on. Go ahead.
They tried to entrap him as a militia leader. They tried to entrap him, and he said no to this entrapment. So they just took the story, and they charged him with it, and they gave him 26 years. And they browbeat the jury. They withheld exculpatory evidence. They broke laws. And now they're trying to keep it quiet so that they can keep him there and not be embarrassed.
This is what they do. This is how they intimidate. This is how they try to take our country down. Thank you so much for tuning in, folks. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of the specials. InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Alex Jones Show tomorrow. We'll be back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.